This past August, BGE proposed a one-time fee of $100 and a monthly fee ranging from $15 to $87 a month now for opting out of the smart meter program. Now, at the same time, Pepco was proposing a one-time fee ranging from $71 to $105 and monthly fees ranging from $30 to $35. Not only are they going to charge you a one-time fee, but then they want to charge you monthly. Joining us right now, he's been talking with us, is Maryland State Delegate Glenn Glass, who is saying that you should not be charged any fee for deciding to opt out. And for a lot of people, what I just read off, Delegate, those fees really seem onerous.
Absolutely. And right now, BGE has the largest opt-out rate in the country. It's around 3%. And if the public utilities, if the PSC puts a large fee for people to opt out, then a lot of those people who are opting out now, they might not be able to afford to opt out. And to me, that's not right. Maryland, we are the free state, and that's not freedom as far as I'm concerned.
As I told you, BGE will be coming on following you. Have you had a chance to speak to BGE representatives in Annapolis?
Oh, yeah. They've come into my office. The lobbyists came in there, and in one sentence, they told me that these smart meters are going to save Marylanders money on the utility bill. And then I was told that they're going to raise utility rates to pay for the program. So I listen, but you know what? I support an opt-out.
Let's get Ray in here. Ray, you're on with Delegate Glass and me.
Good morning.
Good morning, Ray.
Yeah, I got a quick, easy question there. They're just latching on to something the city's been doing for all the past year and a half, 2 years. They have this thing called minimum billing for the water bills. I mean, I'm a senior guy. You know, I don't use no 1,000 cubic feet, which is 900 gallons a day, but they charge me for that.
So and that billing, by the way, Ray, because I'm very familiar, I'm a city resident, that billing program for water the city has works real well. When you have city inspectors, Ray, who said they made up numbers, manufactured people's water bill rates, you have people being owed money, Ray, for water bills instead of having to pay. So you, when you give me this example, I'm frightened moving forward with that example and anything else.
Yeah, just wait till you start getting your $20 monthly bill for tolls that you don't use. I can't wait till you get that one.
Well, Ray, that water bill is very sensitive, Delegate. That example, if the smart meter program is anything like the Baltimore City water bill, we're in trouble, Delegate.
Yeah, we are. And you know what? BGE has devoted $60 million to push this smart meter program, and that's a lot of money.
Let's get to Howie D. Howie D. in Baltimore. Howie D.
How are you, good gentlemen, this morning?
All right.
Here's the question. A company the size of BGE spends tons of money on marketing and promotion and image. Why didn't these knuckleheads figure out, and I'm a stockholder, so I say that with due respect at some level, why didn't they figure out to say, hey, we want people to do these meters, and we're going to show them how it's going to save them money. Mr. Jones, here's how we're going to save you money day one. We're going to pay you $25 the minute you let us install the meter. Wouldn't that take all these people's fear away from the opt-out program?
You would think incentivizing it is just saying Howie D as opposed
to
anything
else. Just be incentivizing it, they would take away all this negative PR. And that's what BGE doesn't get. They have so much PR, it's like they're hated like the government.
Well, I don't hate them. I don't hate them like the government, but I do know one thing, Delegate. When I was in Annapolis, I was always skeptical of rate increases and everything else because I think that when you're a monopoly, as they are, and you have the type of power that BGE has, that everything should be open, wide open, so Delegate, you and I, as who vote on these things, can see it.
That's right.
I appreciate the call, Howie D. Let's get to Anita and Arnold. Good morning, Anita.
Good morning, C4. Thank God for you.
Thank you.
Oh, my gosh. I've been driving across the Key Bridge, chomping at the bit to get where I could pull off the road and call you.
Yeah, because you might get a ticket from our wonderful state troopers, but go ahead, Anita.
Yes. I don't know. This has never been addressed, but if you look at your BGE bill, there is a $7.50 charge per meter per month for reading your meter and administrative costs on your guest electric bill. I don't have the figures in front of me. They're at home right now, but I think there's like 2.3 million meters in Maryland.
Do the math is what you're saying, Anita,
yeah,
right?
And then multiply that out. Like I said, I'm in my car, but I did this one day, and it'll blow your mind how much money that company takes in for reading the meters already.
And that's what Delegate Glass is referencing, is the fact that, you know, they're telling us, Delegate, that this is going to cost them. But whatever it may cost, when you balance it against what Anita is saying for these different fees. And then, Delegate, we've seen three rate increases in the last year and a half that they've got. I mean, come on now, Delegate.
Yeah. Yeah, they're out of control. We should have a freeze on utility prices in the state of Maryland. And the thing is, yeah, they're charging it. They're going to charge us. They want to charge us too much money to opt out, and we should not have to pay a fee to opt out. But there's serious problems with the smart meters. There's been over 100 fires. There was a fire in California, and a guy got killed, and the family sued the utility company and won. There's privacy issues. There's health issues. There are no studies that show that these things are safe. And there's over 1,000 studies that show that this type of RF is bad for your health.
Anita, I appreciate the call. Well, Delegate, let me say this to you. I think the argument in and of itself, because lots of times when you get into the health aspect, it really becomes a subject, even though you have some stories there. I think the whole principle of forcing people to pay for something opt out of is repulsive to a lot of people. I really think it is.
Absolutely, and I would just encourage everybody to go to MarylandSmartMeterAwareness.org. The president, Jonathan Lieber, he knows more about this stuff than anybody in Maryland. He's working with me almost every day in Annapolis. And call your delegate and senator and let them know how you feel about this issue.
When you introduce this delegate once again during the session, I don't want this to get by. I want to talk with you about it so we can monitor how it gets through committees, okay?
Oh, yeah. Yes, sir.
I appreciate it. Delegate Glenn Glass on board, taking your phone calls. We're going to continue on this. Like I said, we have the Representative Mr. Mark Case from BGE joining us coming up after the news at 11:30.